BBC Radio 4 presents from the BBC Radio 4 Drama Theatre in London before a live-in audience, the National Theatre of Brent in the arts and how they was done. Conceived and presented by myself, Desmond Olivier Dingle, Artistic Director and Chief Executive of the National Theatre of Brent, and featuring the entire acting ensemble.
Raymond's Box.
Thank you. Well, this week's episode is a rather special episode, isn't it, Raymond?
Yes, it actually is, yes, Desmond.
Because this week, I'm sad to say, we've come to the end of our long and winding road through the arts and how they was done to this, our final and triumphant episode of our groundbreaking series. It has been a journey of discovery, of tears and laughter, of joy and sorrow, and many more such-like things like that as well. I am delighted to say I have personally received many letters of congratulation and indeed the praise of many of my peers, including, for example, Simon Sharma, Richard Attenborough, Richard and Judy, Sir Peter Hall, Lord Peter Whimsey, and many more, too numerous to mention.
Really?
Yeah. So, as I say, sadly, this is indeed our very last episode. Raymond.
What?
Do the,
What?
The cue cards.
Oh, right, right, right.
Audience. Yes.
Hang on. Right.
I can't say it again.
Right.
As I... Ready?
Right.
As I say, sadly, this is indeed our very last episode.
Oh, no, sorry. Sorry, I know what I've done. Hang on.
So, right. I'll say it again. So, right. Sadly, this is indeed our very last episode.
No, Raymond.
No. There's that one there.
Yes, oh, no, I can't read, actually.
Written on it. Oh, no.
What?
No, I've got to say the line first, haven't I? So, oh, dear. So this is our very last episode. Thank you. To be quite honest, I'd have thought an intelligent and educated radio audience would have a bit more common sense. Just put him down, please. You've all made a mockery of this episode and successfully sabotaged the entire series. And I think you should all be ashamed of yourselves, all of you. All right. I'm taking these away now. Give them to me.
Oh.
There we are. And there will be no more audience involvement for the rest of the episode. No. I had actually planned some extremely exciting participatory moments that would have been fun for everyone. But we're not doing them now. So I hope you feel proud of yourselves for wrecking it. There'll be millions upon millions of viewers listening by their radios at this moment, bewildered, confused, and very disappointed. So there we are. So, let's move on now as we continue with tonight's final episode. Which tonight is, Raymond?
Oh, yeah, right. Which tonight is, Desmond, a rather special episode. A right royal treat, if you will, in which we will be asking you, Desmond, to take us on a journey round a famous art that you know all about only too well. I am, of course, referring to the well-known world of acting and the theatre. And if there's something you know something about, Desmond, it's the theatre.
Well, I would certainly hope so, Raymond, seeing as it is my first subject, so to speak.
Yes. So what will you be actually doing precisely, Desmond?
Well, tonight, Raymond...
Yeah?
I shall be taking not only yourself, but our whole living audience here tonight, not to mention our millions of viewers worldwide across the globe, on an astonishing whistle-stop tour of the entire history of theatre, including actual excerpts of many of the most famous plays ever done. Done, believe it or not, exactly as they would have been done.
Good heavens!
And in my view, certainly the most challenging and exciting assignment we yet done in the series.
Even more challenging and exciting than all the Bronte sisters and then 16 chapels and the Taj Mahalas?
In my view, Raymond, yes. And never before attempted in the whole history of the arts.
Good heavens! Well, we better get going then, Desmond.
I agree, Raymond. So let's get on with the show.
Right. So, ladies and gentlemen, join me now in presenting to you Desmond Olivier's Dingle's non-stop whistle-stop tour of the theatre and how it was done. Over to you in the studio, Desmond.
Thank you, Raymond. Welcome to the theatre, or Theatreland, home of all our dreams and hopes and fears, and all the other things, and what have you. Played out on the simple wooden O before millions of adoring viewers of the audience. There they are, those familiar theatrical masks, one laughing, the other weeping. Two sides of the same coin as he struts and frets his hour upon the stage. Like a colossus, signifying nothing.
And our heroes of this world of dreams, the brave men and women in toga, wig and nose putty, who step forth on a nightly basis to give off all of their all.
Let us pay tribute to them now as we go back in time.
Yes, back to the beginnings of time itself. Back, in fact, to the first theatre of all time. I am, of course, referring to the theatre of the Stone Age. So, Desmond.
Yes, Raymond.
Are we in the Stone Age now?
Yes, we are, Raymond.
Right. So anyway, Desmond, so what actually happened in them dim dark days of the theatre of the Stone Age?
Well, interestingly, Raymond.
Yeah?
Actually, nothing at all, basically. But they couldn't actually talk, so it was a bit pointless learning all the lines.
Right.
They were simple hominid creatures with massive receding foreheads, big hairy eyebrows, and brains the size of raisins. So they had spent all their time hunting dinosaurs and what have you, with precious little time for theatre-going of any description.
Right. So now we leave those heady days of Stone Age theatre and travel swiftly on to our next fascinated epoch, namely the Greek theatre, or Greek Orthodox theatre, as it was also known. So, Desmond.
Yes, Raymond.
Perhaps you could tell us now something about the Greek Orthodox theatre.
Certainly, Raymond. Greek theatre was quite a different kettle of fish to what had gone before. Gone were the hairy eyebrows and minuscule brains, and in their place, men and women, much as we know them today, dressed in togas and simple flip-flops. A fun-loving people with time on their hands for sports, of course, which they done in the nude. But more importantly, for theatre-going. So, before we continue, Raymond.
Yes, Desmond?
Do you have any questions about Greek theatre that you'd like to voice at this stage in our non-stop theatrical journey?
Yes, I do actually have a question as it happens, Desmond.
Fire away, Raymond.
What Greek theatre did they actually done dendeblond?
Well, Raymond, quite a lot as it happens. For example, there was Medea.
Medarlin?
Right.
My big fat Greek wedding.
But possibly the most famous play of the Greeks was, of course, the famous Greek play, Oedipus Rex. Or, as it is known in this country, of course, Some Mothers Do Have 'Em. A harrowing tale given rise to the famous fatal sexual disorder of the same name. The name being, Raymond?
The Some Mothers Do Have 'Em complex.
No. The Oedipus. What is it, Raymond?
It's a complex.
That's absolutely correct, Raymond. And now we are delighted to perform a brief extract of this fascinating early drama. But before that, perhaps you would care to set the scene for us, please, Raymond.
Certainly, Desmond. We set our scene on the popular Greek holiday isle of Corfu. Throbbing with tavernas, bouzouki evenings, and a fascinated array of varied nightlife. Ladies and gentlemen, travel back with us now, back through the oons of history.
No,
back
to eons.
Oons of history.
Eons
of history. Back to them fast burgeoning days of Homan's history on the Oedipus complex of Corfu. Hello.
Hello.
And who might you be, might I ask?
I am a lonely traveller, travelling the dusty roads of Greece.
I am Jocasta, daughter of Agamemnon, and queen of Sheba.
Greece.
Sorry, Desmond.
All right, that's all right, Ben. Carry on where you left off, please.
Do not be lonely, lonely traveller, because my husband, the king of Greece, was murdered recently on a lonely road of Greece, and I am all alone, not to say lonely.
Lonely, you say?
Quite lonely, yes.
I am lonely as well, as it happens.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, no, I keep having all these lustful thoughts all of a sudden. Lustful thoughts.
Are you all right, Your Majesty?
Yes, thank you.
Anyway, your husband, the King of Greece, was murdered, you say?
That's right, he was.
That's a coincidence.
Why?
Because I just murdered someone also.
Good heavens, that is a coincidence.
Yes.
So, anyway, I find you very attractive, lonely traveller.
Yes, I find you very attractive also, Your Highness.
So, would you care to come into my Grecian boudoir?
All right, then.
Follow me, please.
Thank you.
Well, that was fantastic!
Thank you very much, John. Thank you.
Never have I experienced nothing like it. So, can I get you anything, an ouzo, anything at all?
No, nothing for me, thanks very much.
But I've just had a thought.
Yes, Your Highness.
I do not even know your name.
My name is Oedipus Rex.
Oedipus Rex, that's interesting. My son's name was Oedipus Rex.
So what happened to him then?
We chained him to an hill at an early age. How come you're looking at me like that in that manner?
Because I was chained to an hill at an early age also.
What?
Then I must be your son then.
But we just been up the boudoir.
Oh, no.
I don't believe it.
How do you think I feel? I've got a terrible complex suddenly.
Now we've torn it.
We certainly have. And that was the terrible story of Oedipus Rex. And so the Greeks died out. And the world was rapidly taken over by the Middle Ages, also known, of course, as the Medieval Times, which, of course, means
the Middle Ages.
Yeah. So let us now step into those medieval times and visit the theatre as it would have been. As it would have been. The theatre in the medieval times was known as either mystery or miracle plays. These was generally done once a year, and twice on Saturdays. The queen of the miracle or mystery plays was, of course, Dame Agatha Christie. Or Linford, as she was known to her friends. Her well-known play, The Mousetrap, being the last surviving miracle or mystery play still on in London's West End. The mystery, of course, being why it was written in the first place. And the miracle that it's still running at all. And so, moving swiftly on, Raymond.
And so, smoothing miftly on, Desmond, we now come to the most theatrical epoch ever known in the whole world, namely the Elizabethan Age, or the Age of Queen Elizabeth I.
Unfortunately, no one knew the age of Queen Elizabeth I, but she was certainly older than she looked. Queen Elizabeth I, or the QE1, as she was also known, was, of course, largely responsible for giving a chance, or break, to the famous Elizabethan playwright William Shakespeare, who was largely unknown before that time.
So, Desmond...
Yes, Raymond.
Kindly tell us about the man of mystery himself, please, William Shakespeare.
Certainly, Raymond.
Thank you.
Sir William Makepeace Shakespeare was, of course, born in the small, well-known English Midlands town called Stratford-upon-Avon, home of Anne Hathaway, Anne Hathaway's cottage, Shakespeare's birthplace, and the RSC.
So, Desmond...
Yes, Raymond.
What is the actual names of some of Shakespeare's worst-known plays?
Best-known plays?
Yeah.
Well, Raymond, plays such as Romeo and Juliet, Lettuce and Lovage, Arsenic and Old Lace, and Camelot, obviously. Not to mention his three hilarious comedies, As You Like It, Do You Want It, and There You Have It. His last plays, of course, were his last plays, after which he done the problem plays, which were a bit of a problem, seeing as nobody can understand them.
Right.
But now, we're going to briefly halt proceedings and do something rather special. And, though I say it myself, something pretty innovative in the world of Shakespeareana.
How fascinating, Desmond. Tell us more, if you would, please.
Well, Raymond.
Yes, Desmond?
Although Shakespeare is the greatest living writer the world has ever known, virtually all his works are impossible to understand. In fact, one could describe it as complete gibberish. So, for this reason, I have taken it upon myself to actually rewrite Shakespeare for the common man, not to mention the common good. And the first work I have personally chosen for this purpose is the well-known Shakespearean play of Hamlet, Prince of Thieves.
And tonight, the National Theatre of Brent will be actually be personally presenting a pivotal scene from the Hamlet for our audience here tonight and for all our viewers at home. And Desmond himself, alive in the studio, will be taking the anonymous title role of the Dame.
No, not the Dame.
Pardon?
Dane.
And I will be taking the another anonymous title role of second soldier, lady-in-waiting, and the people of Denmark.
Thank you, Raymond.
Thank you.
But who will be playing that other famous pivotal role, namely Queen Gertrude, Hamlet's famous mother, I hear you ask?
Who, Desmond, who?
Well, tonight we are delighted to announce that joining us here, live in the studio, here this evening, we have the greatest honour and privilege of presenting, in my personal opinion, probably the greatest living actress and interpreter of the Bard's works in the world today.
Yes, to take on the role of the pivotal Queen of Gertrude.
A face you won't have seen since she done the role of the artist's muse in episode 1. Here she is, once again, not only performing the role of good Queen Gertrude, but also a close personal friend. And if I might be so bold, mine own muse and inspiration for all mine works. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together, please, and give a a big arts, and how they was done welcome to Dame Harriet Walter.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Anyway, Harriet, don't mind if I call you Harriet?
I do rather, yes.
Marvellous. So, Shakespeare, ever at a go?
Sorry?
Ever done him?
Done him?
Done the Shakespearean acting?
Yes, of course.
Of course, sorry. Yes, of course you have. Yes, absolutely. So anyway, on with the show. We present for the first time on World Radio my own personal version of Hamlet. The scene is, Raymond?
Yes, the scene is Gertrude's private in apartments. Queen Gertrude is alone in her toilet.
Not in her toilet, Raymond. No, at her toilet. No, putting on the makeup and...
What, in the toilet?
No. Hamlet enters.
Enters her toilet.
No, Raymond. Shut up.
Yes, can we please get on with it?
So sorry, sorry. Hamlet enters. How now, mother?
Good Hamlet, cast thy nighted colour off and let thine eye look like a friend on Denmark. Do not be depressed and fed up. Things aren't as bad as all that. Don't be a misery guts. Every cloud has a... Sorry.
But, oh, look, who comes here? 'Tis Horatio. Hello, Horatio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Queen Gertrude.
Hello.
Hello, I am Horatio. Anyway, Hamlet, have you seen the ghost again?
I have, as it happens.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm afraid I have.
You seen it then?
On the battlements.
Well, what you think about that, Lady Gurnin?
What? What is this?
Shakespeare without the gibberish, Lady Walton.
This is absolutely hopeless.
And there we must leave the fascinating world of William Shakespeare. And as we come to a glorious end of this fascinating whisker stop tour of the theatre.
The theatre? You must be joking, my God.
She's gone balmy, Desmond.
Shut up, Raymond.
Right, that's it. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Right, well, thanks very much. Anyway, and...
Desmond!
What?
What about the award, Desmond?
What?
Sorry?
The award, Raymond?
Award?
Sorry, when you say award, Raymond, do you mean some kind of special surprise BBC award, Raymond, being given out this evening as a special surprise?
Yes!
Surprise award? Well, I suppose I could stay at a pinch.
Oh, how marvellous. So I think that was, is there something you... wish to say, Raymond, wasn't there?
No.
Yes, there was, actually. Something you've been wanting to say to me, Raymond.
What?
A little, off-the-cuff announcement, wasn't it, Raymond?
Oh, yes. Right. Desmond?
Yes, Raymond?
Come on.
Actually, I do have a little off-the-cuff announcement to make, Desmond.
Really? Good heavens, this is a surprise. What on earth can it be possibly be?
Well, Desmond...
Yeah?
Yes?
You know we's doing the arts and how they was done?
Yeah.
Yes?
From the Stone Age to the glittering West End?
I do, yes.
Well, all of us at the BBC decided to give a special award to the greatest artist that's been in the series of the arts and how they was done.
Really? And... who could that be, I wonder?
Well, let's find out, shall we? So, Dame Harriet, it is our great honour here at the BBC.
Well, I don't know what to say. This is all very sudden, but I'm terribly, terribly thrilled. And, well, I'll try and keep this short. If I could start by thanking... well, my agent, and my whole family who've supported me through everything.
No. So, Dame James Herriot, it is our great honour here at the BBC to ask you to please open the envelope, please, and present tonight's award, please.
Present the award?
Yeah. And if you'd open the gold envelope, please.
Right. So, the, Special Arts and How They Was Done Award for the Greatest Artist of All Time. This is ridiculous.
The tension is almost unbearable, isn't it, Desmond?
Yes. Who could it possibly be, I wonder?
Goes to... Oh, God. Desmond Olivier Dingle.
Well, I'm completely overcome. How... Well, I'll try and keep this short. If I could just start by thanking my agent, my whole family, who have supported me through thick and thin.
Can I go now, please?
Don't you want to stay for the cake?
No, I do not. I want to go home. I want you to call me a cab and get me home. I want to go home and I never, ever, ever want to see you two ever, 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 ever again. All right?
Right. Well, thank you so much. Quick kiss? No, perhaps not.
Bye then.
Oh, and mind out, mind the.
Oh no! Oh. Thanks for coming. Bye.
Well, I'd just like to say what an enormous honour it is to receive this accolade for my work from all the people of the world. From all races and creeds, and if I've been able in my own small and humble way to enrich the lives of everyone on the earth, then it has all been, in mine opinion, worthwhile. And finally, may I just say...
That was The Arts and How They Was Done, conceived, written and presented by the National Theatre of Brent, Patrick Barlow, who played Desmond Olivier Dingle, John Ram, who played Raymond Box, and Martin Duncan, who directed. And their special guest this week was Dame Harriet Walter.
I'm not a dame!
The Arts and How They Was Done was produced by Liz Anstey and was a Cellador production for BBC Radio 4.